Welcome to the Peaceful Wellness Podcast with me, your host, Deb Phelps. If you are ready to unite with your true nature and find the calm you need to go through this journey called life, then walk a while with me as we learn to be resilient with mind, body, spirit modalities. I am a meditation teacher, mindfulness coach, sound healer, yoga specialist, and these and other modalities have helped me to truly find peaceful wellness within. So let's take a mindful approach together now. Hello, and a heartfelt welcome to Peaceful Wellness with Deb. As the new year unfolds before us, bringing a fresh canvas of possibilities, I'm of course Deb, your companion on this journey of self-discovery and growth. This January, our theme is New Beginnings, Empowering the Self for the Year Ahead. And it opens the door to a world of potential and promise. Our focus this week is setting intentions, crafting a vision for the year. It's a foundational step in shaping a year that resonates with your deepest aspirations and dreams. So let's embark on this transformative journey together, creating a roadmap that guides us towards a fulfilling and empowered future. But before we dive in, I want to invite you right now to join my live classes and extensive meditation library with over 900 meditations. You can get a free month if you act now by going to meditatewithdeb.com and use the promo code New Year Meditation, all one word. And I want you to experience what meditation can do for you. Whether you join me live or you join me in the library, you'll see what a difference meditation and mindfulness can do for you. Variety of methods that I use. So welcome to a new chapter. A fresh page in our book of life as we step into January. In this first segment, we'll explore the transformative power of setting intentions, a practice that has personally guided me through many seasons of change and growth. Let me share a little bit of my journey with you. So several years ago, I found myself at a crossroads due to my health diagnosis at the time. The new year was approaching, and instead of setting resolutions, I decided to try something different as I set intentions. I had been working with a mentor at the time, and he saw within me that loving kindness would be beneficial to heal the various areas in my life, including my past trauma. I had practiced loving kindness meditation as one of my many meditation methods that I used. However, it was suggested to me to do several months long, daily embrace into the practice. So one of my first intentions was to take this deeper dive, as my mentor suggested, take this deeper dive into my practice with loving kindness and to certainly cultivate more mindfulness in my daily life. And this wasn't about achieving a specific goal, really, but rather about creating a mindset that would guide my actions and decisions, let me feel my heart, and let me experience what it is to experience. So, of course, some days were easier than others, but what mattered was the commitment to that intention. And over time, this practice of loving kindness, of mindfulness, began to seep into other areas of my life. And I knew this from the past, but I really saw at this point how it really influenced how I approached my health, for instance, my relationships, my work, even how I spent my time. So instead of being driven by outcomes, I was guided by the values embedded in my intentions. Another intention I set was to nurture deeper connections with those around me. And these actions, inspired by my intention, enriched my relationships and brought a sense of fulfillment that I hadn't anticipated. And so through these experiences, I learned that setting intentions is not just about the end results. It's about the journey, the growth, and the transformation, right, that happens along the way. I invite you now to think about what intentions would bring more alignment and authenticity to your life. What values do you want to guide your path this coming year? So let's talk about creating a personal vision for the year. Now, crafting a vision is like painting a picture of your ideal future where your hopes and your dreams take on a tangible form. So let me share a personal story about how creating a vision transformed my approach to a new year. Again, this was years ago. Another time, another place, I found myself feeling somewhat adrift, unsure of the direction I wanted my life to take. And I decided to spend some time crafting a vision for my future, not just for the coming year, but for the next 5 years. And I asked myself, what do I truly want my life to look like? And I began by visualizing different areas of my life, my health, of course, my relationships, my personal growth, my work. And for each area, I envisioned what fulfillment or success would look like. So for my work, it meant pursuing projects that aligned with my passion for wellness and spirituality and mindfulness. In terms of health, it was about feeling energetic and strong. For relationships, it involved deepening connections with loved ones and building a supportive community around me. So I did. I did this by creating a vision board filled with images and words that represented these aspirations. And this board became a daily reminder of what I was working towards. And more importantly, it helped me to make decisions that were in line with my vision. So when opportunities arose, I would ask myself, does this align with my vision? And you see, this approach brought clarity and purpose to my choices and helped me to stay focused on my long-term goals. So again, I encourage you to take some time to envision your ideal year. Think about different aspects of your life. Where do you see yourself by the end of the year? What would make you feel fulfilled and happy? And remember, your vision doesn't have to be rigid. It's a living, breathing blueprint that can evolve as you do. Now I invite you to join me in a deeply immersive guided meditation. This journey is designed to connect you with your inner wisdom, helping you to envision and solidify your intentions for the year. So this meditation is Envisioning Your Year Guided Meditation. Now settle into a comfortable position, whether seated or lying down, and gently close your eyes. And let's embark on this journey to envision and embrace your intentions for the year ahead. So begin by focusing on your breath. Breathe in deeply, filling your lungs with fresh possibilities. And exhale slowly, releasing any doubts or fears. With each breath, feel your body relaxing. Imagine a wave of calming energy flowing from the top of your head down to your toes, soothing every muscle and nerve. In your mind's eye, visualize a pathway stretching out before you. This path represents your journey through the new year. See it meander through different landscapes, each one symbolizing various aspects of your life. There's a lush garden representing personal growth. Vibrant cityscape for career achievements. A cozy nook for relationships. And a tranquil beach for spiritual development. So continue to visualize these different areas. Thank you. As you walk this path, envision yourself achieving your goals. See yourself engaging in activities that bring you joy and satisfaction. Feel the pride and happiness in these moments. Now visualize yourself facing challenges, but overcoming them with resilience and wisdom. With each step forward, feel your confidence growing, your intentions becoming more rooted in your reality. Pause now and focus on your heart center. Here, plant the seeds of your intentions. Visualize each intention as a radiant light within you, glowing brighter with each breath. Feel these intentions aligning with your heart's deepest desires, becoming an integral part of who you are. As this meditation draws to a close, slowly start to bring your awareness back to the present. Gently wiggle your fingers and toes, and when you feel ready, open your eyes. Carry this sense of clarity and purpose with you, letting it guide your actions and decisions throughout the year. And as we emerge from our meditation, let's focus on how we can practically integrate these intentions into our everyday lives. And the key is to keep these intentions active and present in our daily routines. So the first thing is creating daily reminders. Start by setting up daily reminders of your intentions. Now, this could be through affirmations that you recite each morning, sticky notes placed in visible spots around your home or workspace, or setting alarms on your phone with intention-related prompts. For instance, if one of your intentions is to practice mindfulness, you might set a reminder to pause and take 5 deep breaths every few hours. The next one is using a vision board or journal. A vision board can be a powerful visual reminder of your intentions. Place images, quotes, and symbols that represent your goals and aspirations on your board. And be sure to keep it somewhere where you will see it regularly. Similarly, maintaining a journal dedicated to your intentions can be incredibly beneficial. Dedicate a few minutes each morning or in the evening to journal about your progress, your challenges, and your reflections related to your intentions. And now breaking down your intentions into actionable steps. Now, it's really important to translate your intentions into specific, achievable actions. Break down each intention into smaller tasks or habits that you can incorporate into your daily routine. For example, if your intention is to improve your physical health, specific actions could include scheduling regular workouts, planning healthy meals, or setting a step goal for each day. One of the things that I encourage my meditation students is to, if they wanted to embark on a meditation journey in practicing meditation, start out with just a few minutes a day and then build your practice. And I've seen people succeed in doing this. And speaking of this, mindfulness practices, begin to incorporate mindfulness practices such as meditation, breathing exercise, or yoga. All these can help you stay centered and connected to your intentions. And these practices not only keep you aligned with your goals, but also enhance your overall well-being. And then finally, regular check-ins. Schedule regular check-ins with yourself to assess your progress. Now, this could be a weekly or monthly review of how well you're aligning with your intentions and what adjustments might be needed. Now, remember, these check-ins are a time for honesty and self-compassion. Recognizing that it's okay to modify your intentions as you grow and as you change throughout the year. So by incorporating these different strategies, you'll find that your intentions gradually become woven into the fabric of your daily life, guiding you towards the realization of your vision for the year. So I thank you today for joining me on this journey of setting intentions for a visionary year ahead. And be sure to embrace these practices and watch as your intentions beautifully unfold throughout the year. And remember, if one of your intentions is to meditate, be sure to join me and get that free month's membership of live online meditation classes with me, as well as my over 900 meditations library where you can pick and choose anytime you wish to work on your meditation practice. And meditatewithdeb.com will give you all the details. In addition, be sure to explore our online studio. It's a sanctuary created just for you with yoga, meditation, and the holistic arts. Peacefulwellness.studio is the website. So be sure to stay updated with me at debphelps.com/news and keep listening for more episodes filled with inspiration and practical guidance. And for more empowering resources, be sure to visit the website, right? Here's to a year of growth, fulfillment, and peaceful wellness. Until next time, keep nurturing your intentions and let them guide you to your best self. I wish you peace, my friends. Thank you for joining with me today. For my weekly classes, meditation and modalities on-demand library, self-study courses, and private sessions, visit my website at peacefulwellness.org.